Just sit on the ground.
I can sit right here.
Now we have this nice interview on the sidewalk sitting on the ground. How did you all meet?
We met at art school. I had a really big crush on Matt, and I won him over. And we started dating, and then, we've been dating for almost 5 years.
Yeah. And so we were together for a couple years, working on other sort of stuff.
Like art projects and films.
That we did music.
Yeah. It just made sense.
We're both really into music and going to shows and stuff like that.
So why is it that you are so inspiring to each other?
I mean, I think we have a lot of similar tastes. I mean, not like we have the exact same taste, because we definitely will conflict on some things. Like, I want to play songs slower and Kim wants to play everything faster. But we have similar tastes and I think we weigh each other out pretty good. I haven't really worked with someone that... Or I know I haven't worked with anyone who's clicked like Kim.
Yeah.
I might grow old someday, but I won't turn pale and gray. Dim down the lights.
Is it like you're always together? Can you separate between like, oh, now we're working and now we're doing personal?
No. It's sort of all the same thing because, well, at this point, this playing the music takes up so much of our time, like, in a positive way, sort of.
Now we work all the time.
It's all the same thing. There's no separation.
And how is it to travel around, like, being a couple and working together?
It works really well.
amazingly, somehow it does work. Like, I've tried to travel with other people before and you just want to kill each other after, especially the amount of time Kim and I spend together. But we generally don't want to kill each other. Generally.
Som regel går det altså bra for Brooklyn popduoen Matt og Kim å være sammen hele tiden. Matt og Kim møttes altså på kunstskole, ble kjærester og begynte å lage musikk sammen. Og de ser også ut som en sånn litt pussy par. Kim en liten, kjapp, mørkhåret jente og spiller trommer som en gal kvinne. Matt ser hakket mer nerdet ut, typisk litt sånn korte bukser og store briller med tjukk svart innfatning. Og han spiller keyboard og synger. Og ganske nøyaktig I den rekkefølgen blir også musikken til. Trommer først, så melodi.
Usually we start with a drum beat that we both agree on, and then Matt will throw some melodies on top.
We'll tend to work on the lyrics together.
Do that last though.
So hard. The lyrics are so hard.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Så tekstene tydeligvis det vanskeligste å få til. Men man skulle jo tro at Matt og Kim lever det gode livet. De kjærester, de lever og turnerer og lager musikk sammen. Men Matt fant plutselig ut at nesten alle tekstene handler om å finne ut av livet sitt.
But I realized almost all of them are about figuring your life out. Like, what the heck are we doing?
And you think we would have figured our life out by now, but it just gets difficult as time goes on.
So now you're even more confused.
Oh, definitely.
No. We got something we're doing and rolling with.
It's awesome.
Yeah.